morning, everyone. The last 3 days we've been at the Glorious Church Conference, and it has been amazing. And we came back with so much to share, which I'm sure we will be soon. But last week, Chris shared with us so beautifully about how God is great and He is good. Through a story of creation, he shared this. I just want to read from Psalm 145, from verse 3 onwards. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works. And I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. Has God been good to you?
Yes.
God has been good to all of us because, firstly, Jesus Christ died for us, and which is why we are here together to celebrate the great goodness of God. So let's just stand here in expectation of God to meet with us again. The Lord of all creation, who still knows our heart.
You are good for creation.
Lord,
your love is undeniable. In all the ways of my life, you have been good to me. I want to thank you that your love is so undeniable, Lord. And you grant me peace like the world does not know. I feel God just saying today that he's calling you in deeper into his love. But that will happen as you trust that he's a good father. You need to trust that he is good in all of his ways. If your situations are tough this morning, trust that his heart is good and trust that he's in control. His goodness will propel you into the next stage of knowing his love deeper. There is a call upon your life to know him deeper, know his love more intimately, know his love more undeniably, that you will not be able to say that, God, you have not loved me. Jesus, you have loved us so much that you gave your own life for us. The creator of all this world. I release faith to believe that he is good. He is good in your difficult situation. He is good in the...
Love demands a response. Love demands that... Love evokes a response of love and thanks and praise. Yeah?
Greatly to be praised. pictures woven